Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is puppeteer, online content creator, and podcaster Avery Jones. Avery, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm glad I figured out the Zoom thing so we could talk. I'm not the most technology savvy guy, so I'm very happy to be here with you.
So you're a puppeteer. What is a puppeteer?
Well, to me, a puppeteer, a lot of people have different definitions, but to me, a puppeteer is someone who can create life out of an inanimate object, whether that's an actual puppet like a Muppet or a salt and pepper shaker at the table to tell stories, you know, make kids laugh. I did that a lot as a kid at family Thanksgiving. So anything can be a puppet to me. But these are the guys that I'm the most fond of, these soft and squishy Muppet kind of
thing. How old were you when you got started?
I did my first puppet show for my church when I was 5 years old. My dad always had puppets around, so I got started very early. So far back, I can't really remember, but five is the standard answer.
Did you always wanted to be a puppeteer?
Yeah. My dad, like I said, had the puppets around all the time. I was homeschooled, very shy kid. So it was a nice outlet for me. I didn't really, think of any other options. So that's what I stuck with.
What kind of training have you gone through to become a puppeteer?
I am primarily self-taught. There's not a whole lot of places you can go to learn this kind of thing. But I have taken a few workshops with the guys from Sesame Street up in New York. I've done a couple of those, but that was fairly recently compared to how long I've been doing this. But everything's pretty much self-taught and watching some of the greats on VHS, all those Muppet videos, and playing them over and over, trying to figure out how things work.
What was it like working with the Children's Television Workshop?
Oh, that was super fun. I believe there were 50 of us in the workshops that they selected to come in, and I got to work with guys like Marty Robinson, who's Snuffy and Telly, and yep. Peter Lenz, who's Ernie now, and Matt Vogel, who's Kermit and Big Bird and the Count and all those things. That's absolutely my favorite thing to do, getting to go up and play with other people that are just excited to be there as I am.
Who do you look up to as a mentor?
I consider like every video I watch online, I learn something from. So I don't necessarily have one particular mentor, but if there's a style or a character, a way of developing characters that I look up to, which would be Matt Vogel, would be one of those, because he's great at having fun with the character and staying within the boundaries of that character without going too silly, too sappy, any of those things. He's absolutely great, and he is hilarious.
What advice would you have for somebody who wanted to perform as a puppeteer?
Just try. Give it a shot. We have so many pieces of technology available to us now. TikTok is a great way to, learn how to make content. And there's so many tools out there now. Just find a way to make something. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have, you don't even have to show it to anybody, but just make something, just start, and you'll be on a good path.
Speaking of content, you have a YouTube channel called Inside My Brain and also a TikTok as well. Tell me about that. What can people see on that?
Oh, I try to do a little bit of everything on there. I love doing sketches primarily is the thing that I love to do. And that's the thing I'm hoping to do more of in this coming year, is I've got a bunch of projects that are sort of half finished around the shop here for those things. But I sketches and vlogs, a lot of Disney content. My wife and I go to Disney a lot. So it literally is the things that I have rattling around in my brain. There's really no rhyme or reason to it other than that.
In many of your videos, you have a bunch of your own character performing. Can you tell me about them, and how many do you have, and how did you come up with them?
Oh gosh, I have so many characters. I don't even know where to start. Some of my favorites, this guy right here, I don't know how well you can see, his name is Brody. He's one of my very favorite characters I do on the channel. He's a vlogger himself, and he's not very good at it. He's one of my favorites. I've got, so many, there are too many characters to rattle off now for you, but he's probably one of the ones that I've been spending the most time with lately.
Do they represent you in any particular way?
I would say so. There's got to be some sort of truth to these characters. Sometimes they're not necessarily me. They're family members or people I've seen out in public or people I've worked with in the past. I'm a kind of a mimic with crazy voices. So if I hear someone out in the world, I'm going to bring that voice back and it's going to turn into something at some point. But I think they're all part of me. They're all in there somewhere.
You said earlier that you and your wife do some Disney content. Like you guys, I've seen your videos, you guys dress up as some characters and do the puppetry there. Why?
It's something that she is a wonderful costumer. She makes costumes. She works in theater. And we've been doing some photo shoots and meets for kids. And did a lot of virtual meets over lockdown and shutdown and all of those things as Elsa and Cinderella and those different characters. And the puppets are a great way to bring some fantasy into that. But the Disney stuff, it just seems to make everybody happy. And that's why we do it. It's it makes us happy. And we like making other people happy as well.
R.L. Stine, the famous American author, created the villainous character Slappy the Dummy for his book series called Goosebumps. In 2015-2018, you got to puppeteer him for the live-action Goosebumps movie and its sequel. What was it like when they asked you to take part?
That was a very crazy experience and happened so fast for me. I got a friend of a friend sent me a listing on Facebook that they were having auditions for a puppeteer. And I was one of the six guys that showed up that day. And several callbacks later, they called me one morning and they were like, "You are in. You're going to Detroit tomorrow to meet with the builders to build the puppet." So it was a whirlwind. I didn't technically process it till everything was over, I think. But seeing now, because I didn't grow up with those books myself. So seeing now the Goosebumps, the reach that Goosebumps has beyond the movies, the books, the show, everything, it's crazy that they let me come in and play. But I'm very happy about it.
What was it like on set for you doing the puppeteering in front of all those big, giant movie cameras?
It was that I was so green that entire first movie. I was learning everything as I went. I asked a bunch of dumb questions, which, to go back to one of your other questions, that's another thing about starting out. Ask questions, because there were some times that I wish I had asked some questions and, you know, about just some of the technical stuff with movie making. And I was able to learn a lot, soaked up a lot of information, saw how everybody works as a team, which is really cool, because I'm primarily worked in theater before that, which is relatively small teams. But, you know, hundreds of people come together every day to make this movie happen. So it was great to see all of those. I love teamwork stuff. So all of those guys coming together to make one little piece of a movie happen is great.
Do you hope to get asked to be do more movie puppeteering and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. I've not pursued it yet, but it's something I'm definitely interested in. There's a big movie community in Atlanta, about 2 hours from where I live. So I don't have to, you know, commute all the way across the country like I would a couple of years ago. But yeah, I absolutely hope there's some more puppet stuff out there in the world. And there's a resurgence of puppets on streaming. Fraggle Rock has come back, and the Dark Crystal series. There's some great puppet stuff out there. So I certainly hope I get to go play soon.
Would you like to work on TV and do some stuff like that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm open to any of that stuff. I don't have a specific niche that I want to stick with. TV, movies, stage, live shows, I'm game for it all. But yeah, I haven't experienced TV as much as I have with the movies. I did a couple episodes of Sesame Street a few years ago, but that's my only TV experience.
One of my favorite shows of all time is back on Apple TV with the new show called Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock. Have you seen it? And if so, what do you think of it from a puppeteer's standpoint?
Oh, I absolutely have seen it. I binged them all in one day. There is some amazing stuff that happens in that show from a technical standpoint. There's stuff that I would rewind over and over just to watch with the way they're able to marry digital things and puppetry now. It's fascinating. There's stuff I still don't know exactly how they did it, that I'm very interested in what else comes of that. You know, that's just the first season. If they get to come back for a second, I know they'll go even bigger. Excited about.
As technology changes along with Hollywood, we see more and more things brought to life through CGI. How do you think that will affect the world of puppeteering?
I think you've already seen it affect puppeteering a little bit. A lot of the, you know, even like Godzilla suit things that used to be very practical are all primarily CG now. But I do think with things like Mandalorian and Grogu, people are going, you know what, puppets are pretty cool. So I think maybe CGI was winning there for a little bit, but I think puppets are on their way back.
You also record a podcast called Drive Me Crazy. Can you tell me about that?
That is a fun thing that my friend Chase Goldman and I do. We have been friends for more than 15 years now. We met in theater years ago, and we think we're hilarious. So we like to get together and tell stories and tell jokes and just try to make each other laugh. And we've just recently started turning a microphone on for that. So it's a lot of nonsense and silliness from two guys who have been friends for a very long time. And I hope other people think we're as funny as
we are. Why did you start the podcast?
I've done a lot of listening to podcasts while I work here in my shop. It's something that I got in the habit of doing many, many years ago. And I listened to a lot of podcasts from Kevin Smith. And a lot of his shows where they geek out about movies and comic books and things like that. And I always wanted to sit down with those guys that I was listening to, because I have opinions and things as well about all of those nerdy things that we all love so much. So I seized the opportunity after I saw Kevin Smith live talk about making podcasts and what it can do for you, and just to give you the outlet. And I decided that Chase and I should be the two to start off there. We've got more. I'm in development on a couple other ideas, maybe to do more podcasts as well. But for right now, it's just the two of us talking dorky about all the things.
If you could puppeteer one character for one whole day, who would that be and why?
One character. That is a wonderful question. One of the puppets I would love to get my hands on and just be in that world for an entire day. I would love to work with Yoda. I think that would be a great, again, it's the teamwork thing. There's several puppeteers that go together to make that character. I think Yoda is a great, great puppet. And when they brought him back for Last Jedi, I believe, the puppet is absolutely beautiful. And I definitely love to work with Yoda.
And finally, where can people find you on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or TikTok?
Well, I'm easy to find on all of those things. I am Inside My Brain Comedy across the board on any social media you can think of, probably there. And if I am, it's Inside My Brain Comedy.
Well, thank you, Avery, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Thank you very much for having me.